I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and this is Short Stuff. A pretty interesting one that comes from our friends at How Stuff Works, I believe. Specifically from Robert Attenborough.
Yeah, and lots of other places, because this, I just saw this all over the news last week. The story of Beethoven's DNA has been researched, and it just, I don't know, it was like it hit the news cycle, and I saw it in a bunch of places.
I mean, I can understand why. It's very, very fascinating, more fascinating than it appears on the surface. And the surface is Beethoven was fairly famous for suffering from a lot of terrible health maladies for many years, late in his life until his death. Most famously, his hearing loss, which is just fascinating that he was still able to compose with hearing loss. That's just insane.
Yeah.
But some people are very much fascinated with Beethoven, even more than other people. And one of those people is Tristan Begg, who is a student of biological anthropology at UC Santa Cruz and also an enormous Beethoven enthusiast. And he said, hey, I want to put my two things together and figure out what the heck was going on with Beethoven's body.
Yeah. And now we back up a little bit and talk a little bit about DNA and the challenges of taking DNA from a dead person to figure anything out. It's not that easy. DNA from a live human is much easier to work with and sequence. But if you're trying to get good DNA from a body, you're going to want teeth, ideally, or the petrous bone in the skull, which we did not have from Beethoven. But during Beethoven's day, collecting locks from brilliant people's hair was a thing. And so by virtue of that, it turns out there were quite a few samples of Beethoven's locks around the world. And they ended up with what they thought was 8 of them.
Yes. Tristan Begg had 8 that he was able to access. None of them had roots, which was made the whole thing much more difficult. If you have a root, you got a much better chance of extracting a whole genome from it, right?
Yeah, but plucking a whole handful of hair from Beethoven's head was not allowed.
Beethoven did not want that to happen. He said, sure, you can use some old-timey scissors on me, or maybe even a sharp knife, and I'll sit here and let you do it. But I do not pluck my hair. So that meant that the DNA in there, in this hair, was composed of short, broken fragments. But Tristan Begg is such a Beethoven enthusiast and such a student of biological anthropology that he said, I don't care. I'm going to piece together different fragments of DNA from these hair samples, from each hair sample, to create basically as close to a genetic profile as I possibly can for each of the 8 locks of hairs. And he did it.
That's right. I was so trying to come up with a joke about plucking hair and what do you think I am, a harpsichord player? And then I tried to think of like maybe Bach or somebody. I couldn't remember who was most notable for their harpsichord work. And then I thought maybe Beethoven had some harpsichord stuff and I bailed. But I was just in my head that entire time.
Oh, man, you missed some great stuff by me then.
All apologies. All to think of a joke that I missed the opportunity of.
But at least you got to explain it.
All right. So the big reveal is that he ended up with 2 locks of hair that had, with DNA sampling, where they were like, all right, it's Western Central Europe. We got great Providence records.
Yeah, that's
going
a big
back
one.
To going back to the early 19th century. So these two we feel really good about. We got three more that are genetically identical to those. So mm-hmm. that's also probably Beethoven, and this is pretty good Providence records. So we think these are for sure Beethoven's, but the other three are problematic because one is a woman,
right?
So that's somebody got, you know, probably paid way too much money for fake Beethoven locks.
Yeah, for real.
And then another is a little side note. Beethoven would probably be mad about that because there are no side notes.
Each note is as important as the last.
Yes, only the notes that I wrote. But the side note is that that lock, it turns out, had been previously used to conclude that Beethoven had lead poisoning.
Right.
And it turns out that probably wasn't even Beethoven's hair.
Right. So the upshot of the whole thing is that he had on his hands now five locks of hair, genetically identical to one another, two of which were basically 100% guaranteed to be Beethoven's because they had provenance records. So he had five locks of Beethoven's hair to work with. So I say, Chuck, that that is a great point to take our ad break.
Let's do it.
Learning stuff with Joshua and Charles. Stuff you should know.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so here we are with Beethoven's hair, and they did some research on his DNA, and they came back with some pretty interesting results. One of which, and they kind of figured this, but they were like, all right, his hearing loss wasn't genetic. It rarely is genetic anyway when you have adult onset hearing loss. So they kind of figured that was coming, and that was kind of proved out. But they said he does have poopy pants a lot.
Yeah.
He suffers from GI issues, and he has liver disease, or had liver disease.
Yeah. So they could not find anything that they could connect to the GI problems. It sounds like he just had some bad clams that stayed with him or some sort of bad luck, but it wasn't a genetic thing. But the thing that they did connect to his genetics, his genes, were his liver issues.
Yeah. Apparently he suffered from pretty bad cirrhosis, it looks like. Mm-hmm. They know from just sort of historical record that he did have attacks of jaundice, a pretty clear issue with your liver going on.
Yeah.
But they actually found genetic proof. They found particular variant, two copies of the PNPLA3 gene linked to cirrhosis, and then single copies of two variants of a gene that causes hemochromatosis.
Nice.
Another liver condition. And then they also found a little surprise in that I don't think they even knew about this at all until then, that he had hepatitis B.
Yes, at the very least in the final months of his life, possibly before. The thing is that's not scandalous. A lot of people in Europe had hep B at the time. Another thing that a lot of people did at the time was drink lots and lots of booze by today's standards.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd long been question about whether Beethoven's jaundice was brought on by liver disease, brought on by excessive drinking. And apparently there's even, you know, record that mentions he liked to drink, but it was not clear how much he liked to drink and if he liked to drink more than the average person. So apparently Tristan Begg went one step further, examined records as closely as they could, and said, I think he just drank like a normal amount. Like, yeah, it'd be a lot today, but that's not what causes liver problems.
Right.
It was genetic.
Right.
Pretty interesting stuff.
Have you ever seen Immortal Beloved? The Beethoven movie.
No.
With Gary Oldman.
No, I have not.
It was good. I think it was 90s. I want to say it was 90s. It was good. I enjoyed it.
When's the last time you saw The Professional with Gary Oldman?
That's been a while.
I saw it a month ago.
It's good. I bet it holds up.
Even better than it was back
then. Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. And Natalie Portman being 12, like, out-acts everybody else on the screen. It's nuts, man.
She's great.
That whole movie is just so good.
Leon.
Yeah.
The Immortal Beloved is good. It's not Amadeus level.
Mm-hmm.
As evidenced by the fact that it didn't like clean up at the Academy Awards, but it was pretty good.
So just remind me, Amadeus was played by the guy who was in Animal House, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to make sure.
And
it, like,
F. Murray Abraham.
Yeah.
Yeah. F. Murray Abraham was Salieri.
Right.
And boy, that was good. I want to see that again soon. That's a good one.
I have not ever seen it. I never got around to it.
Mm. Amadeus is good. It's worth a look if you ever get a hankering for an 80s biopic.
Yes, for sure. Because the theme song Rock Me Amadeus hit the charts in the 80s, like wildfire.
Right.
Well, that's it for Short Stuff, everybody. If you wanted to know more about Beethoven, you couldn't possibly.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.